The Mahé Circle, written by Georges Simenon, translated by Sean Reynolds, and read by Philip Bird.
Chapter 1. The Doctor versus the Pequot. He was frowning. Perhaps, like a schoolboy, he was poking out the tip of his tongue. Lips set, a sulky expression on his face, he was snatching glimpses at Jeanne, trying to imitate his movements as closely as possible. But it was no good. Something was wrong, because the result wasn't the same. He was honest enough to recognize this, and obstinate enough to contain his impatience. His hand was trailing outside the boat, like Jeanne's, no more or less, quite relaxed. He had immediately understood that it was essential to relax. Only his index finger was slightly raised, supporting the hempen fishing line that the locals called a boulantin. The quality of the line wasn't in question. His and Jeanne's were identical. Just now, Jeanne, who always guessed what he was thinking without ever looking at him, had suggested, "Come over here. Take my place. Hold my line. Could be you'll have more luck then." The sea, calm as a mill pond, without a ripple, was breathing slowly but deeply. And this imperceptible movement troubled the doctor more than the turbulent pounding of waves might have. At every shift of the liquid surface, he could feel the lead weight on his line lifting from the bottom. So he leaned over the side. He could see about 10 meters down, perhaps more, a scene to which he found it hard to accustom himself. Rocks separating deep purple clefts, a plateau covered with seaweed, and most of all the fish. Quite big fish, silver or rusty red, coming and going peaceably in silence, hesitating sometimes for an instant in front of his bait. In spite of his efforts, his hand trembled. A slight moisture broke out on his upper lip. He was ready to give a tug on his line. Why had that fish turned away? He raised his head and sighed. He found it impossible to stay long peering deep into the water. His heart was palpitating. He had a pain at the back of his eyes and a headache. It was becoming a nightmare. Every time he looked at the mared rock, he had the sensation that the little boat with its two pointed ends was getting nearer to it. They didn't even have an anchor. Jeanne had simply dropped a large stone into the water on the end of a rope. Was he watching out for the rock? You could see quite clearly how the sea rose and fell, uncovering a large strip of viscous moss and shellfish. Without any breakers, the water was nevertheless covered with white foam, and some of the enormous bubbles washed up against the hull of the boat. Jeanne sat on one of the thwarts, an old cap on his head, as motionless as a statue of Buddha, his gaze apparently ranging with indifference far into the dazzling horizon. Of this, the doctor could only see a blaze that irritated his retina, whereas Jeanne, who could see everything, announced expressionlessly, "Here comes the cormoran. She's back from La Tour Fondue. There's Joseph setting his nets by the lighthouse." As he spoke, he was pulling in his line, unhurriedly, as if checking that the hooks were still baited, but there was always a fish on the end. A pequot. And he slipped it into a container full of fresh algae, picked up a hermit crab, they called them piads here, smashed its shell and threaded it onto the hook. Rattled, the doctor hauled in his own line. It was jerking, alive. Every time he did this, he sensed he had a big catch, that a miracle was happening, that he was going to amaze the fishermen. And every time, it was one of those nasty fish covered with spines, not even a scorpion fish, but what Jeanne called a diable, which had to be taken off the hook, first wrapping one's hand in a cloth, and thrown back into the water. Why could he only catch these diables, or at best tiny serrans? They were fishing in the same place, no more than a meter apart. You could see quite clearly down in the water the pink tips of the hermit crab shells moving across the sea floor. Twice their lines had become entangled. You could see the fish, too. The doctor was certain he was making the same movements as Jeanne. He wasn't a novice. Back in Saint-Hilaire, he was the only angler capable of light fly fishing on the Sèvres, a more delicate skill than sea fishing.